Hey friends, my last video was a PowerPoint about the ins and outs of the new armor system in Edge of Fate, and today's video is an extension of that, highlighting what I believe to be the strongest build using the weakest armor. So what's the difference between Tier 1 and Tier 5 armor? Well, Tier 1 armor averages in the mid-50s, whereas Tier 5 armor is always 75, and those stats add up, which means you can't have everything, you have to make a trade-off. And if you were playing Trials of Osiris, well, you have to have a super in Trials to have the best chance of winning. So unfortunately, the stat that goes is you're not building into the health stat at all, and that's arguably the most important. So to offset that, you're going to wear Wormhusk Crown and possibly use healing weapons or other weapons that get you your class ability faster. Like in this case, my Kremel's Dagger has the Strategist perk, which gives me class ability every time I get a kill with it. Now, just a reminder in case you don't know how the stat system works, once you get to 70, that's like the old 100 system. And then going from 70 to 100 has very diminishing returns. I'm talking like the difference between 70 and 100 is like 2 or 3 seconds. However, a perk like Strategist does scale off the 100, so you get more dodge back for landing kills. And this is what you're doing. You're trying to make one very influential play in Trials that ends the round, and it might take almost two back-to-back Wormhusk dodges to do so. Another way to accomplish this one play equaling the round win is building into what I call revenge fragments, like Echo of Vigilance that gives you an overshield for winning a duel. Then there's also Echo of Starvation, which gives you Devour, and then you can use the class item Reaper with powerful attraction. And as you get the kill, simultaneously dodge, and you will both pick up the orb, which procs Devour, and Wormhusk goes off at the same time, and if you won the duel while weak, the overshield goes off at the same time. So it is a complete reversal. You see how I dodge in the background right there as I get the kill? And look at that Devour timer, it's at 15 seconds. So between Devour healing, Wormhusk, Vigilance, the armor set you use, whether that's Bushido, Iron Banner, or Disaster Core, as well as the weapon you use, which could be Rat King or a Heal Cliff weapon, these are all ways to turn one kill into three because the opponent thinks you're weak, but you're actually full health. Sorry about the same clip rolling in the background, but I think it's just a perfect example of how much a tear this build can go on. I didn't record much more with it because honestly, it's kind of boring. I think I even say it in this clip. Do you all see why I don't run this 24/7? He said it. So anyway, I'm not going to edit on screen like what the Echo of Vigilance fragment looks like. I'm just going to talk and the video gets out there. Instead of me spending an extra hour or two editing and making it look pretty, I think the information and getting it in a timely manner is more important. So here's what you're going to run for the mods. On the helmet, since you're going to probably run a spreadshot cannon or a pellet or a slug shotgun, I'm not sure that targeting for your special weapon is worth it, so substitute that for Dynamo and then put a siphon on whatever your primary is or whatever you think you're getting double kills with. If you're getting double kills with your shotgun, then Energy Siphon. If you're getting double kills with Kremel's Dagger, then Kinetic Siphon. Both Dynamo and the orbs you make will add to you getting the super first in the match, but also they're your healing pack, so I think you should build into them. Then on your arms, Dexterity, your chest, Unflinching, legs, at least one of the enhanced athletic mods, and you might have to substitute what would be the other two enhanced athletic mods for better already and maybe also a recuperation or an absolution to get your abilities back faster. On your class item, non-negotiable, two powerful attractions, one Reaper. Now recommended stat split, we already went over this. 70 class, 100 super. Yes, I think 100 super is noticeable. And then the rest of your stats straight up do not matter. You're gonna make them work while you're building towards whatever Trials of Osiris goal you're looking for. Remember that although you're not getting tier 5 loot in Trials, the games are faster and the loot is better for leveling. So it is a leveling method that is slightly more entertaining than Caldera. Although, I just played Control the entire way through because I like Control better. So I didn't necessarily need this build in Control because I don't even use my super in Control. I pretty much just save it to not die to a super, or to make sure that power ammo isn't grabbed by six opponents. I straight up throw the power ammo off the map too, just to get more gunfights, because that is what is good about Destiny. Anyway, don't want to go too much on a tangent here. Enjoy the gameplay, and best of luck power leveling. Don't forget that there's a bonus loot chest on, I believe, October 14th. So, Good luck. I should probably invis if I'm gonna do this. Orb. This way. I have my worm husk again. He knows I'm invis. There's gonna be a lot of people crossing this. Might be worth my nade. Could be AFK. Just didn't even need it at the third headshot. 120s, by the way. Alright, there is a case to be made that instead of turning around to acknowledge that player and maybe help my teammate, maybe the correct play was to keep running away from the Draeng and just pick up the Devour. Which, by the way, is still there, by the way, so I can just go over there and pick up Devour. Oh, maybe not. My fault. I've definitely seen Void Breaches persist through lives, though, so maybe I was just too late. Ooh, missed the two tap, but you see the vision. You see what I'm going for. Complete reversal on these gunfights. This is one of the setups I would use if I was going to try to drop 70 kills. They might slide me close left, so I have to keep backpedaling. Just play my Kramil range. I got body block to my left. Another reversal right here. Oh, they went wide for that. Okay. They're gonna get power ammo, unfortunately. Teammate got sniped for that. Right here. Oh, that was my kill. Wormhouse did its job, though. Let me live long enough to get to the perk. Alright, kind of losing a bit of steam. Let's just focus on fundamentals. Hold the shot, even if I don't want to use it. Just hold it. A devour, and I have Skulking Wolf, so I don't even need a proc invis here. This, I might run into a squad. We're gonna see. I want devour. I'm trying to jump right here just to like get vision, kind of like an MK player, but not really. Oh my goodness, why does that perk last so long? I have Worm Husk. Oh, I have Devour right here. Mr. President. Don't be a lawnmower with the super. Might be crouching. I don't think I had ammo or didn't reload. But doesn't matter, there were three of them. My only realistic way out was to hug cover and then Oh, maybe I did have enough, and I was about to get my dodge, yeah. The play was sit behind that pillar and just get a triple. This is why we use special weapons. Oh, wow. Props to you for turning around to fight me. Oh man, that sucks ass. I walked too fast, and because it's a slope right there, it considered me in air. Hold on, hold on. I'm gonna have to play this heady. Oh, that's possible. Teammate can get all of them. I'm not gonna have a suppressor for this next super. Kill them on the cross, though, since they're trying to disrupt team. It pre-fired me, whatever that was. That's my song of flame. They're gonna be. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. If I eat it, that's fine. Get some points on the board. Just gonna stop this power ammo. Could not see him through my own smoke. Alright, so that's a truth, I think. I'm gonna jump up really high as he swings this. Try to stay away, like, keep my back away from walls until I know he's out. Was immediately looking at my radar after I hit that dodge. And he saw the shotgun, so at least he had fear of it. I have a suppressor for this spec. Probably get a nice. Never mind, they're gonna run over my teammates. I gotta hold. I'm aiming low so I can hit their head on the stairs. Armos did its job. Right here. So it's behind me. No, he's just taking his sweet ass time. Which makes sense though. If it was a dodgy, I'd be waiting too. Good job. That did take all five, though. So maybe we get multiplier right here. I'm gonna get another super to win this. Have a chance at winning this. Oh no. Points on the board. Has to be a super to win this. That's gonna scorch him. Huge. Huge. No! It was a missed it. What? We're not gonna pretend like that wasn't just some protagonist shit. I somehow prevented getting suppressed. It was a missed input though. I did hit both of the buttons at the same time, and it, for whatever reason, prioed the suppressor. All right, solid proof of concept. Fantastic match.